You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is John Sherum. He is the president of the Motherlode Art Association. The Motherlode Art Association will hold their 67th annual fine art show at the Sonora Opera Hall starting this Friday and continuing into Thursday of next week. First off, John, good to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The 67th annual fine art show at the Sonora Opera Hall starting this Friday. So the Motherlode Art Association has been around for 67 years?
Well, actually a little bit longer than that. We started and were incorporated in 1953. So you can do the math. It's been quite a number of years. And very early on, we started having an annual show for our members to be able to show their artwork.
Let's start at the beginning. What is the Motherlode Art Association?
The Motherlode Art Association is a group of artists or people that are interested in art. We have an open membership, anyone can join, that is chartered to support art in the community by exposing the community to art, to supporting artists in the community, and also to support art in the schools.
So the association is funded by membership?
Just strictly by membership and by donations. We do fundraising, which the art show is our primary fundraiser.
Do you receive any grants?
No. We are talking to some foundations. We're not above that, but we've always run a very, totally volunteer organization. So our members run the organization with a board of directors. We have right now over 100 members, and we're always looking for more people to join our organization.
Let's talk about the largest event of the year for the Motherlode Art Association, the Fine Art Show at the Sonora Opera Hall starting this Friday. What is it all about?
Well, what we do on our annual art show is we go out and try to get artists. It's a juried show, so we have two judges, Diana Boyd, which is a local artist, and Jeannie Vauden, another artist from this area. We have over 75 artists that have submitted art for the art show. We have over 200 pieces of art that have been submitted. We're going to try to have all of that art shown, but sometimes if the space gets limited, we will, in fact, have to jury people out. But mostly we try to encourage people to bring in art, and we're very encouraged by the number of artists that have contributed art to the show. We also have this year a student art show, so we've gone to the local elementary schools and high schools and junior high schools and ask them to participate. And we have roughly 60 works of art coming in from the various local schools. And we also will have an art exhibit by the Watch community. They have also been working with our organization, and we with them to participate in various art activities. And they're going to also show some of their work. And we have the Sonora Photo Club, which is also going to have an exhibit of their juried work at the Opera Hall.
It runs Friday through Thursday. I'm really impressed. The admission is free.
That's correct. We do have free admission. It's open to the public because part of our mission is to just show good quality art and to the general public. The other thing is, it is a fundraiser, so we have a raffle, we have a silent auction, some really great prizes that we've put together, a lot of them with an art theme, and so we encourage people to come and try their hand at the raffle, or if they see something in the silent auction, to participate in that as well.
There's an awards presentation starting at 7 o'clock this Friday night. Can you tell us a little bit about the opening reception and awards presentation?
Yeah, Friday night, starting at 5, we'll have music. Michael Severin, which is one of our members, his band called DMV will be playing during the course of the evening. And we have refreshments that people can partake of. And simultaneously, we'll be running the silent auction and the raffle. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll announce all the winners. And we have several cash prizes. And we'll have ribbons for the student show as well that will be announced.
Saturday is going to be a fairly big day. The doors to the Opera Hall will open in the morning, and then this is going to continue into Second Saturday Art Night, and you have events planned on Saturday.
We do. We're going to have a benefit concert by the band Blue Oak, and they'll start playing at 5 and play several sets until 8 p.m. We will also be continuing the raffle and the silent auction, and we will have refreshments for people. And again, it's free to come and participate in the program.
And then this is going to continue all the way into Thursday of next week. Why are you doing this?
This is new. Usually our format for our art show had been a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because of the state and the county participating in Art Week, we have gone ahead and extended our stay with the generous donation of the Opera Hall from the city of Sonora and with the support of Visit Tuolumne. We're excited because we're going to have 4 more days that people can view the art from Monday through Thursday. And again, we'll be open from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
Do you have a website?
We do. Our website is motherlodeartassociation.org.
Motherlodeartassociation.org. John Sherem, before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to cover?
Well, I think the only thing is that we want to thank the generosity of the city and Visit Tuolumne and all of our supporters and all of our donators that have donated prizes and things for the raffle. And I also want to say that keep in mind that the real winners in this, if we're successful, will be the students of the area schools, because we will use the proceeds from this to support buying them art materials for the coming school year.
John Sherem, he is the president of the Motherlode Art Association. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you.